One of the interesting things about disciples' generous response is part of it is our focus and understanding of tithing. Most people think of tithing or our offerings more like bills that need to be paid or budgeted for so that they're taken care of, which certainly is one way to look at it. If you look at the scriptures, the tithe is required at least annually of everybody that's a believer, both the Old Testament and New Testament. But it also is more than that. There's many, many times when you see offerings, particularly in the Old Testament and sometimes in the New Testament, that are there for other purposes, what we now call free will offerings, the desire to do more than just support the temple, for instance, which is what the tithe was for, to support the temple and its ministries. But it was also, as we look at it, to support the local synagogues, the local church, to be able to work in that community, to be able to strengthen people and uplift them. And that is part of what we focus on, is that our time, our giftedness, our testimonies, as well as our treasures, help support the mission in our local area, as well as when we can't go to other countries or other areas, that we send money, usually through the World Church or mission centers, to an order that ministry might continue to go forth in other areas that we understand to be important, as well as life-saving. And that is the reason that we participate. It is a response of our soul to the gift that the Lord has given each of us.